I had a different childhood to you. I remember I lived in the city, didn't
yeah,
I?
Well, you know, I'm a country sort of kid.
I lived in the back to... No, I didn't. I lived...
Country right, bumpkin.
I had a different... Well, I lived in the centre of Newcastle, right next to St James's football ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school at St Andrews, which was a local primary school, which was attached to the church in Newgate Street. That's been pulled down. And then in 65 they moved everybody out of the city because they wanted to rebuild it. Worst thing they ever did was to have a community within a community there. They agreed.
I mean, when you think just out the back where the park was, there was no houses behind the park. That was just
that's
open.
A new estate, yeah.
Well, that's all, that was all open fields all the way down to Denton.
What did you call it? Snatch it? Clarty Lonnon?
No, Clarty Lonnon was down Harry Dean, man.
Was it? Mm.
Aye, aye. This, I mean, you just think Westover was the end of the civilization. Chapel Park wasn't there, Chapel House wasn't there. All that was just fields.
It's changed now, though, hasn't it?
It's just spread and spread.
People
and
aren't
well, the houses go all the way to Walbottle now, yeah, don't they?
But people aren't as friendly as they used to be.
We used to walk to Walbottle to school. Christ. Long walk.
Do you not think people's attitudes have changed? When you think of the big estates like Chapel House and Chapel Park, people have... What you used to have is... This was a working class area.
Everybody...
It's not anymore. It's not anymore.
No,
because
what,
people have forgot where they've come from, basically.
No, what you forget to think about is everybody was the same that didn't have note.
Yeah.
Now people have got some... They shut the doors and hide away from people. That's
yeah,
the difference.
Crazy, yeah. Call Chapel Park Hungry Hill, don't they? Nobody had any money. Used to go to the pub at 10 past 10 because nobody could afford to have a drink before that. People have lost the community. They've lost the community around
you're
here
right.
Because they've lost... People aren't as
no,
friendly
because
as they used to be.
It's not... I've just explained what that's about. It's
money?
About what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to tell people what you've got instead of being where you had an out. I remember going to school in short pants once. I was laughed at out of school because I'd ripped my trousers. I had no decent pants. Was the laughing stock in my class. I've never ever told you that, have I?
No, but you don't think. But you don't think because of.
It's all
gonna,
money.
It's all money. It's all because of the Tory government, basically bringing that into being. It is the everything that Maggie Thatcher wanted everybody to have something, and greed came into being. Mm. It's all down to greed.
You're probably right. It's all down to.
Yeah,
it'd be better if everybody had nothing. Everybody
yeah.
had the same.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people laugh at that and they say it's communism, isn't it?
We want to give you you can buy your house, you can get on the next rung of the ladder, you buy your council house, you sell that, and you get a bigger house, and then you get a bigger house.
What,
but the people who get the bigger houses can't afford them anyway.
What do they call it? It's called one-upmanship.
Yes.
Being better than your neighbour.
Yes.
I'm better than you.
I don't care what anybody's got. But people have lost their sense of community, the helping of people. Whereas if your neighbour was ill, you'd go and check on them. They don't do that anymore.
Well, years and years and years ago, your family all lived in the same house, didn't
yeah.
you?
Or the same street.
No, they just farm the mothers off to... What do you call them? Homes?
Rest homes.
Rest homes, no.
People's expectations of what their life should be are so much... more that you should have this and you should have this, you can do this, you can do anything you want to do. Yes, you can do anything you want to do, but at what cost? Cost to the person, to your family, cost to you yourself. I think some people have got
well, everybody's
they've forgotten where they've come from.
Everybody moans they've got no, but they were a hell of a lot richer than when we were kids.
I'd rather have nothing.
Kids kids leave school now, they're buying blinking motor cars and stuff like that, man. You couldn't do. You look. You have a bicycle when I left
yeah,
school.
Yeah, but whose fault is that?
The kids of today have got much more what you call disposable income.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? It's the parents.
And they don't know how to handle money.
But it's not just that. The kids have got no respect for anything. But you've actually got to show them respect. But the biggest problem here is that the parents don't have the same relationship with their kids as they did 25 years ago.
You're probably right. It's all about time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pressure to have more money.
Mm-hmm.
Working, women having kids and going straight back to work.